Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson, and verse rehearse dates match the Bible verse number with the date. And for February 19th, it's 2:19. And a verse that's challenging to me that always just stirs up curiosity and just this thing is so remarkable is James 1:19. And it says this. It says, "You believe there is one God? Good. Even demons believe this and shudder." So it's kind of like the meme I've seen on Instagram where it says, well, people will claim that they're spiritual, and then the kind of the punchline of it is like, well, even demons are spiritual, be more specific. So belief in God is one thing, like believing that there's a higher power, believing that, you know, there is an intelligent design, knowing that something would have probably created all the DNA in your body, just like a clockmaker makes a clock. It doesn't happen by chance, a primordial ooze. If you still believe that, wow, that you have more faith than I do. But moving on, demons know that there's God. They know where they've fallen from. They know who they're battling, okay? But yet when they hear the name of Jesus Christ, which they will, like every other soul, bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2:10 says that. When they hear the name of Jesus, they shudder, they shake. Wow. This verse to me is just wow, wow, wow. It's very convicting to think, hey, okay, hey, oh, you believe in God? Well, yeah, even demons believe that. So are you trusting God? Are you following Christ? Are you blank, 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 you know? Following the commandments, trying to honor Him, following, you know, the Great Commission, trying to live out the Beatitudes, you know, you can go on and on. So, of course, it's in context with other things there in the book of James. You always want to look at the context. And James is a lot about behavior, a lot about trust, a lot about faith works. It's a great book of the Bible. It's very practical. So whether you're a believer in Christ or not, there's insight in the book of James that, you know, if you were wise enough to just have good relationships, the book of James is great. It covers gossip and malice. It's a great book. It only takes a few minutes to read. In fact, it only takes 8 minutes to listen to on high speed on a Bible app. 8 minutes. That's a short drive across town. So, the takeaway is the beginning here. Demons shudder. They literally shake. I mean, they tremble at the name of Jesus. They tremble at the presence of God. They fear God in a holy reverence, even though they're disobedient, even though they're demonic rascals. They know who they're dealing with. Do you know who you're dealing with spiritual matters? Take care. God bless. Rock on and surge up.